taking you behind the Broncos bench for a look at tonight's game. It's the Coach's Show on the Eagle 94.1.
Sean Mullen, Darren Hebby, and back at the Credit Union iPlex. Oh, we are back here at the Credit Union iPlex in Swift Current as the Broncos beat the Tri-City Americans 2-0. Darren, for the last 4 years, you've had to be the guy getting grilled on the post-game show. Are you ready to be the griller now?
Sure. Sure. All right. Let's go at them. Well, they won. So
oh, yeah, I guess
easy.
So. We're joined by Associate Coach Josh Dixon. Coach, your thoughts on the win tonight?
I'd like to grill Evs about his team. Let's talk about his team for a while. It's nice. Let's keep him on the hot seat.
You know, you guys won 2-0. They give up 6 goals today.
Six what? Goals.
Yeah. Oh,
let's talk about that for a while.
Six. We got a little work. We got a little work to do.
It's always the players. It's never the coaching.
That's right.
Well, obviously, we're very happy. As we were just talking between the break here, for us to get one early on Comrie, he's one of the top goaltenders in the league. So for us to get pucks at him, to create some time of possession in the offensive zone, and then ultimately get one to go by him early was big for us, because they're the type of team, and certainly he's the type of goaltender that if he's able to shut you down early, they hang around and they find a way and give them full marks. They've been on the road for 2 weeks, and a third period that they really pushed back and really tested us, and that was really good for our group to find a way to close out a win up by two and shut out two teams back-to-back here. Yeah, we're very happy with the defensive play, and more importantly, the mentality. We've really stressed wanting to have a 1-0 mentality, and we've certainly played that way the last two games.
Well, you get back-to-back shutouts from your goaltender, and while a shutout is always a team effort, that's huge for Landon Beau. It's early in his starting career, and he out-duels maybe the top goaltender in the Western Hockey League today. Back-to-back shutouts, his stats look great. I mean, his confidence has got to be real high, and the confidence that he's earned in his teammates has got to be real high.
For sure, and the key word there is earned, and he's definitely earned it. He's played some very good hockey for us here, and really when we look at our last 5-6 games, with the exception of the Kelowna game, we've played well, and our goaltending's allowed us to have success and to find ways to win games, and no question. The two goaltenders at the end of the rink are staring each other down, and Landon knows who he's playing against, and for him to go up against one of the best goalies in the league and shut him out and win 2-0, that's big for him early in the year.
I thought especially down the stretch, your neutral zone into your D zone, you guys really played well. You kept them to the outside. Did you feel the same way? And was that something you guys really wanted to stress with this team, keeping them to the outside and holding them in the middle well?
Big time, yeah. We talked about it before the game, reviewing last night's game against Kootenay, and Kootenay was a team that hit the middle so well, and we really had to take that away. And we went through and looked at some clips where we created turnovers last night by eliminating the middle, by keeping place to the outside, and having good structure through our forecheck in both the offensive and neutral zones. And that certainly carried over here tonight as well. Our structure's starting to come. You know, for the most part, we have four guys on the defensive side of the puck, and we're finding ways to turn over pucks through the neutral zone and then automatically transition quickly. And even though we're not always scoring off the rush, at least we're getting more time of possession, and we're certainly not allowing guys opponents to come right through the neutral zone with speed and be able to dump in on us. So that was big for us, no question, tonight, and we're happy with the structure, and it's just a continual work in progress.
Well, and we talked about it throughout the game, how much Tri-City was missing the net, and do you think part of that was how you guys were forcing them to the outside? I mean, can you do something as a team to force a team to have to take those low percentage shots?
No question. Our rush reads have been very good, and we worked on that a lot prior to Victoria, and that was something after our game in Victoria we felt that we needed to improve upon, that we had too many odd man rushes against and too many times where we were not reading the threat and we were chasing pucks to the outside and giving up shots from the inside and from inside the dots. So that's something that's definitely come well, and obviously when they miss the net, that's part of their shooting as well, but ultimately we're forcing them to shoot from those areas, and we can certainly control that. And I think over the last two or three games, we've done a much better job of giving up shots in low percentage areas.
A team that right now is obviously feeling confident about their defensive play. You had to make a major adjustment in your top six today with Jay Merkley, who's played such key minutes for you on the shelf, and that's a huge loss for this team for however long that he's out sick. Carter Rigby jumps in, and how do you feel like the new addition was able to help out the team on such short notice?
Well, first, Merks and Jay's the type of player that obviously has high offensive skill and does a lot on the offensive side, but as you know full well, his play away from the puck, his ability to penalty kill, and that's big for us. And certainly tonight when we had to kill those penalties, we felt that missing element in our lineup, and full marks to Godden for filling in. But Jay's the type of player that it's tough to replace, and yeah, he certainly scores, and he certainly adds – value on the score sheet each and every night, but more importantly, his consistency in the minutes he logs and how well he plays away from the puck. Tough to replace. For Carter Rigby, couldn't be happier. We're very, very excited to have him in our lineup, and that certainly helps our top six. He brings a lot of presence in the dressing room, a lot of presence on the bench and on the ice. A very vocal player, a real character player, and most importantly, he's a player that can really bring a lot of leadership and experience coming from a very good program in Kelowna. So we couldn't be happier for him and for him to get the first win and start to feel comfortable. It's a great step forward for our group, and it's something that we certainly look forward to adding, and we're happy he wanted to play. He got in late last night in Regina and drove early this morning down to Swift, so he wanted to play right away, and we're very glad to have him in the lineup.
Wednesday you play Saskatoon. How do you keep this momentum rolling? Because you get back from your trip, you guys were a little disappointed how the last trip ended, but we're able to build on that. Two very strong structured victories here on the weekend. So how do you keep that building into a game against the Blades on Wednesday?
Well, I think first and foremost, we need to make sure we take advantage of some rest. We have an opportunity tomorrow to have a day off, and that's important. The guys can sleep, the guys can rest, have a little bit of turkey and Thanksgiving, and then back to work again on Monday. And that, you know, we don't get content, that we recognize we're playing well, but there's still things we can improve upon. And if we keep, as we talked about, being tight through the neutral zone, we keep forcing shots to the outside, we find ways to win games 1-0, we find ways to create offense 5-on-5. Those are challenges we want to keep taking into the next game we play. So regardless of the opponent, there's still things we can improve upon, and that'll be front and foremost on our work schedule Monday.
All right, thanks a lot, Josh.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Josh Dixon, Broncos associate coach, and we've still got a couple of Broncos out there to come in and chat with us, see who's first in line. I think it's Coda Gordon is out there, so let's chat with the first star of the game tonight, who had a couple of helpers for Swift Current. He's coming in after a 2-0 win for the Broncos over the Tri-City Americans. And Coda, your thoughts on the big win tonight for the Broncos?
It was huge for us to get 4 points this weekend and have a big bounce back from Kelowna. And we knew stressing coming into this weekend that we were really stressing our D zone and limiting scoring chances against us and just playing hard in our own zone.
Well, two games where you keep the other team off the score sheet. What was going right for you guys defensively this weekend?
I think we're just communicating, sticking to our game plan, I think, was our biggest thing. Talking out there and just playing simple, just getting pucks off the wall and getting it out of our zone.
Yeah, I thought guys made a lot of good plays on the wall under pressure and that. As far as your game, how as a 20 now, Coda, how do you feel out there? How's the game changed to where you're at now as a 20-year-old?
Oh, well, I definitely feel old, but it's
don't say that to us.
Yeah. But it's been a good experience. I've learned a lot over the past 4 years, and so biggest thing this year is just kind of trying to pass that down to the rookies and to the younger guys that are going to have to take over the leadership role once me, Colby, and Rigby are gone. So I think that's just the biggest thing, and just trying to play a game and just play for the team this year.
You talk about all you learned from Darren Evian, especially, I guess.
Oh yeah,
all those good little plays, eh? Well, it just shows when you're up here, like the little plays, really the two goals. You initiate the play by making plays through guys and for me, that's what I'm wondering. Like, does it when you get down there? Is the game? It's the game never gets easier. But it's just experience on younger guys now, you think?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's definitely you're able to catch a few young guys with tricks that they haven't learned yet and stuff. But, yeah, I think that's the biggest thing, just experience and kind of knowing where to be and just building chemistry with our line mates and kind of knowing where they're going to be helps out a lot.
Going into Saskatoon now on Wednesday, you guys are playing great. You've got a couple of shutouts in a row. A team that's struggled there in Saskatoon, but coming off a big win here tonight. How do you keep that going and make sure you have the right mentality going into that game?
We just got to stick to the game plan. I mean, we'll have a good day off for Thanksgiving on tomorrow on Sunday and then get right back at it and work hard in our true practices and just not take them lightly because I know they're looking for a win. They're kind of been down and they're going to be pushing hard, so we got to respect that.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coda. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
First star performance by Coda Gordon tonight, and we've got Landon Bowe still to come after he's had back-to-back shutouts here this weekend and making a case for himself to be the Western Hockey League's nominee for CHL Goalie of the Week. Landon coming in to join us. Landon, two shutouts in a row. Can't have gone much better for you this weekend. How are you feeling?
I feel great. You know, after coming back from a long BC road trip, it was really good that the team could pull together and get these two big wins.
So you mentioned that long trip. You played in every game but one, and it was 5 games in 8 days, and you come right back, and you're back into action again. How are you feeling? You hold up with 2 straight shutouts after that. You feel like you're getting better, even though you're playing more minutes than you've ever played in your life?
I think so, yeah. Being able to play more, my confidence gets built up more, and I'm starting to get used to it. My body's starting to get accustomed to the long minutes, and I think I'll be fine.
Just watching the game, I thought as the game went on, Bozy, I thought they probably got more chances. And one thing, they were getting pucks to the net, and then the pucks around the net, the deflection in the second period was a really good save. Third period, they got some pucks, and there were some scrambles in front. What's the key, or what for you, what's a big thing of when the mentality in the Western Hockey League is get pucks to the net and around the net and get bodies to the net? How your rebounds and control and all those kinds of things, what do you really focus on?
I really focus on not being too overactive. I want to try and stay as calm as I can and not try and be looking around everybody and pushing guys out of the way, because then that throws me off and I'll be out of position when the puck comes. So for me, it's just trying to be able to stand there and just be as big as I can when those ones come through the screens.
Good to you. I didn't want to ask you last year because you don't want to talk to goalies on game day, but I wondered how you did that, because you did a really good job of that tonight, I thought, of finding that second shot and third shot, or the deflection when it redirects like that. Those are tough saves to make, and I thought you did a real good job tonight of that.
Thank you.
When you're playing against a guy like Eric Comrie, who is highly ranked, drafted, might be the goalie for Canada at World Juniors, do you look across at him and is that extra motivation for you to say, you know what, I want to measure myself against this guy?
Of course it is. Whenever you're playing against the top guys, you want to show your best. You want to show that you can beat them. It doesn't matter whether they've been drafted, whether they play for the World Juniors, whether they're playing in the NHL soon. You just want to go out there and beat them every time you get a chance to play them.
Well, now you look at your numbers. 3 shutouts already. Save percentage over .930, 6-4 record. Your goals against average is nice and low. Is your confidence as high as it's been before, and how do you keep this going?
For sure it has been.
You know that they were a little disappointed in. How do you like what you've seen in front of you here this weekend, and how much easier have they made it for you here this weekend?
They made it a lot easier. They've been getting down, blocking all those tough shots from the points when I'm not going to be able to see it. They're getting in front of them. They're sacrificing their own bodies. They're chipping the pucks out. They're making those little plays to make everything easier for me.
All right. Thanks a lot, Landon. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Landon Beau, back-to-back shutouts this weekend, and hard to imagine he won't be the Western Hockey League's nominee for Goalie of the Week. We'll take a break and come back with the out-of-town scoreboard as the Broncos beat the Americans 2-0 tonight on the Eagle 94-1.